Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I am with Niagara Falls School Superintendent Mark Lori. And Mark, the Niagara Falls School District's policy regarding cell phones in schools, what is happening as far as restrictions? Are they becoming more strict or less strict than last year?
Well, the cell phone policy in Niagara Falls has not changed from last year at all. We continue to maintain the fact that there are certain areas or zones, which we'll call red zones, in which students should not be and cannot have their phones out to be used. Those are primarily areas where there are classes going on, instruction going on, group work going on, direct learning should be happening. Then there are times when it's more of a yellow zone, when you're passing in the hallway and so forth. And then there are what we would call green zones. The cafeteria, for instance, would be a green zone. The school bus would be a green zone. Those are when there's no restriction on using cell phones. And we've had that policy in place for a couple of years now, and our Code of Conduct Committee reviews it each year and has recommended no changes from last year to this.
How has this red, yellow, green zone policy worked as far as keeping students' cell phone use in line?
Yeah, it's not perfect. It's not perfect. We still have opportunities when teachers and administrators have to remind students of the zone they're in, of when it's appropriate and not appropriate to use cell phones. But what it has done is it's really cut down on the amount of discipline referrals and conversations that we've had to have with respect to students and cell phones. Cell phones are not going away. Cell phones we as a school district need to continue not to try to fix this social problem, because it is a social problem, but learn how to work within the problem. And that working within it, in our opinion, is to have those designated zones and to teach kids when and where it's appropriate and what zone they're in. So I believe it's a fruitless fight and effort in discipline to try to ban phones altogether. It takes away valuable minutes of learning and instruction.
How much time would you say is spent disciplining students on proper cell phone usage?
Well, at the beginning of school, the teachers, when they're reviewing handbooks and rules and expectations and during orientations, there's quite a bit of time spent. As the year goes on, students seem to fall right into a very good groove. I'm not saying it's perfect, and I'm not saying it's not challenged, but as the year goes on, with good practice, good rituals and routines, clear expectations, students get into a good understanding of it, and the conversations that we've had to have that have turned into serious matters about cell phones have become more few and far between. So as the year goes on, there are occasional opportunities when teachers or administrators address it, but it's not the paramount problem we're having at the high school or at the middle school level or elementary for that matter.
It sounds like kids are getting the message about when cell phone use is appropriate in schools. It seems like the students seem to get the message of where it's appropriate and where it's not appropriate, and that's got to help too when they go into college and adult life.
It does. It does. As I said, it's not perfect. We're not without challenges, or we're not without our struggles at certain times with certain students. However, we're spending time on enforcing policies and procedures that really affect students' safety and learning much more than we are cell phones now. And I just feel that you could try to fight this social media, cell phone distraction, of which it can be for the 5 or 6 hours of school, but you'll never change behavior that occurs the other 18 hours. And I as a superintendent, would rather use our energies elsewhere other than trying to purchase ways to take kids' cell phones away or package them. I think if you treat kids with respect and teach them what the expectation is, they'll rise to the occasion versus artificially grabbing them at the beginning, holding them in a locked box, and then distributing them at the end. It's a decision that I made and one that we're moving forward through in this district. We do have consequences if the cell phone policy is not followed. One, it's taken away from a student. Two, it's a parent has to come and pick it up. And three, it's taken until the end of the year. And quite often that led to further discipline and insubordinate practices and parents being disgruntled with schools. We're trying to make schools a place where it's safe, collegial, workable, and to keep batting around this way to eliminate something that is not going away in the world is far beyond what we'll ever be able to come purely capable of. So I think we've got the best policy for our district, and that may be different in other locations, but that's the policy that has seemed to work best in our district. Not perfect, but working best.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.